AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donoghue. The Prime Minister in Belgium says the terror alert will remain at its highest level in Brussels. There are fears of a Paris-like attack in the city. It means that the Brussels subway and schools will remain closed. Meantime, in France, police posted a photo of the man on Twitter involved in the attack outside the football stadium in Paris, appealing for the public for information that would help identify him. The man was among three people who died in that attack in Paris. In the U.S., Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says they are worried about copycat attacks like the one in Paris, but
we know of no specific credible threat of a Paris-like attack directed against the U.S. homeland.
Johnson says Washington is continually reevaluating its security posture. Two Republican presidential candidates are not backing away from talk about restricting Syrian refugees.
Donald Trump tells ABC's This Week he wants watch lists and databases on Syrian refugees because he doesn't want Islamic militants to slip in.
This could be the great Trojan. It's probably not, but it could be the great Trojan horse of all time.
Ben Carson, also on ABC's This Week, says he's learned that the FBI doesn't have the manpower he thinks is necessary to keep tabs on Syrian refugees.
The FBI seems to be only to monitor, be able to monitor 30 to 60 people at a time.
The government says Syrian refugees undergo a series of tough screening steps to gain approval to travel to and enter the U.S. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The flight tracking website FlightAware.com says more than 130 flights have been canceled today at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. It's the second day of disruptions caused by pre-winter storm. The 11-inch snowfall that fell in Chicago yesterday was the city's highest November total in 120 years. 32 American men and women have been chosen as Rhodes Scholars. They'll pursue postgrad studies at Oxford University. This is AP Radio News. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian was sentenced to prison in Iran. The length of the sentence has not been revealed. Rezaian was convicted last month on charges that include espionage. The AP's Adam Schreck reports the sentence was announced in the media, adding the verdict is not finalized.
All along, this case has been held behind closed doors, and Jason Rezaian's lawyer herself has had limited information to certain aspects of the case. She has not even been given details of what the verdict is, for example.
Rezaian was detained with his wife and two photojournalists last year in Iran. They were later released, except Rezaian, who is a dual U.S.-Iranian citizen. Polling centers in Egypt are mostly empty today. This is the second phase of parliamentary elections that will produce the country's first legislature since a chamber dominated by Islamists was dissolved by a court ruling in 2012. It's unlikely voter turnout in Egypt will reach 30%. Ed Donoghue, AP Radio News.
Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money.